very good morning to you and welcome to our breakfast show where the big conversation begins every morning. It's 12 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. And yes, today we'll be speaking to the Mine Action South Sudan about the challenges they face in removing unexploited ordinances in the country. Now, just last week, four children under 10 years of age lost their lives while playing with an unexploited audience in Budi County, Eastern Equatorial State. Now in the studio, we are glad to be joined by the Chief of Operation and Head of Project Unit, the United Nations Mine Action Service, Zugrudin Sukanovic. Good morning to you, sir, and welcome. It's good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Good morning to you, and thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, just briefly, tell us why are unexploded ordinances still a problem in South Sudan after all these years?
Well, obviously the problem is a big. UNMAS is in South Sudan since 2004, clearing the unexploded ordinances, minefields, battle area, and we still have in our database currently known 348 hazardous areas, which is over 16.3 square kilometers. So yeah, unfortunately there is still a lot to be done, to be cleared. Clearing the minefields and removing all these unexploded ordinances, or how we call it right now, just explosive ordinances, it's always a challenging and difficult work. But nowadays in South Sudan we have all these additional issues or the problems, which is security and issues with access to the minefields due to floodings or the seasonal problems.
Mm-hmm. And where are they most concentrated, or are they all over the country?
Well, yes, they're all over the country, all over the South Sudan. But the highest concentration of the currently known hazardous areas is Western Equatoria, Central Equatoria, and Eastern Equatoria. We also have a number of the known hazardous areas in Jonglei, Upper Nile, and the Warab states. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the UXOs, or unexploded ordnances, as you know, even in Europe, in the countries after the Second World War, you will still find them. So if we say that we clear all of those currently known minefields, we are still going to have unexploded ordnances that will be found in different places across the South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. And just last week, as we heard, there are four children under the age of 10, you know, lost their lives when they were playing with these particular unexploited ordinances. Now, are these new ones, or these are just old ones can stay forever and ever?
Difficult to answer, as we haven't seen the device. We have a team on the way to Budi, mm-hmm. and hopefully they're going to be there this week in order to do the investigation to find out what's actually happened. What caused this accident? They will try to speak to the family and community. All of the information that we have from the ground, it's that two kids were killed and one seriously injured. Now we are hearing also different information that like four kids have been killed. So we're going to confirm this also, mm-hmm. once our team will get on the ground.
All right. Now, looking at this, how do we identify unexploded ordinances, just as precautionary measures?
UNMAS have 20 teams deployed across the South Sudan, and each of our teams have a risk education component attached to it, and they are providing risk education to the communities and the schools. And usually they will explain to people, to population, how does unexploded ordinances look like, where you can find them or expect them. And we used to say it's anything that looks like a military equipment, unknown objects, will be usually found in old military installations, former military barracks, or the places where people will know that fighting took place during the liberation war, mm-hmm. or during the recent conflicts.
All right. Now, what should we do if we discover one? What are the safety measures that can be applied?
The safety measure is don't touch, don't move, don't try to hit anything. Report. If we're talking about the children or the kids, they're supposed to report to teacher, to parents, adults in a community. Unfortunately, kids are on our database when we talk about the victims following the accidents. Kids are those that are usually a vulnerable group, especially males, because they are curious, they find something and they want to play with, and that's usually how the accident happened. Mm-hmm. The same probably what happened in this case in Budi County last week.
All right. Now, and as we continue, of course, the United Nations Mine Action Service is in South Sudan. You said you've been here since 2004. Now, what are some of the goals that you've set for 2023?
For 2023, UNMAS continues or will continue implementing our country program strategy, implementing our work plan, which is to maintain the capacity on the ground. To deploy the teams, it will be, as I said, 20 demining teams, addressing the priorities where we can approach the areas. Apart from that, UNMAS is here to support mission to implement its mandate, including protection of civilians or creating enabling environment for the delivery of humanitarian aid. All these is a part of our strategy, of our goals. It's in our work plans, and we are also here to support National Mine Action Authority to maintain its capacity and also to address the problem, to address the risk where we can. We are here also to support the National Mine Action Authority implementing its obligations on the Anti-Personal Mine Ban Treaty, and we just recently helped them submit an updated work plan on Article 5 extension, where the aim is to clear all of the anti-personal landmine hazardous areas in South Sudan by June 2026. So, it's a goal. We think it's achievable. But again, there is a lot of challenges that I mentioned in the beginning that we have to deal with.
Great. Yeah, that sounds a little ambitious, like to clear all those mine fields by 2026, just 3 years from now. What are some, you said there are quite a number of challenges. What are those challenges?
Before I answer, it's not all of the hazardous areas. I said anti-personnel landmine hazards. Apart from that, we have anti-tank roads, and a lot of battle area clearance and cluster strikes. And the challenges that I already mentioned, a few of those security restrictions to access some of these areas because of the floodings. Unfortunately, sometimes we do have problems with local communities that don't understand our activities, and then it takes some time to convince them or to explain why we are over there and what we are trying to achieve or how we are going to help them. And then we have this problem with the donors. Donors are getting fatigue, if I can say, and there are other crises in the world, for example, the Ukraine. So the focus is slightly moving from South Sudan to other countries, and we do need to do some efforts to maintain the focus of the donors on South Sudan, on the needs that South Sudan has as a new nation, and including the problem of the landmines and exploded ordnances.
All right. Zagradin, thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios. We do appreciate your time. Any final message that you'd like to send?
Thank you. Yes, I didn't mention on the what to do when somebody find or hear about the unexploded ordnance. We also have a emergency number that is available 24/7, and you can call us or 092-000-1055.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us and, of course, sending that important message. Now, you heard right there, he's saying the number, there's a number to call if you suspect any object to be, you know, a mine or an exploded ordnance. Call the number, once again, is 092-000-1055. Nuruddin, thank you for coming to Mirai Studios.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, where a big conversation begins every morning. If you have a strong view on this conversation, please don't hesitate to share your thought with us by sending us a text message on 091-2177-141. Good morning.